The walls and floor were coated in a frozen black wax that absorbed the light from Luke's helmet lamp and made the passage seem even darker and murkier than it was. Every few meters, a fissure, caused by the tunnel's sudden decompression, ran all the way to the moon ice, sometimes exposing a short length of spitcrete piping or power conduit. The unlit passages seemed to meander at random, branching off at arbitrary intervals and rejoining the main passage without crossing any obvious destination between. At the speed he and Mara were sailing through the darkness, using the force to pull themselves along through the zero-G, Luke was growing badly disoriented. Mara suddenly grabbed a crack in the wall and brought herself to a stop. Luke did the same and found himself looking at one of the bulging hatch membranes that Killix used instead of airlocks. Ambush, Mara concluded. Luke looked around, and his helmet lamp illuminated a torrent of dark ship pilots pouring around the bend at most 30 meters away. Luke began to pour blaster fire into the front ranks. The insects just kept coming.
Trouble,
Luke said over the Sukhan. Lightsabers would be more effective, but he really didn't want to go hand-to-hand with who knew how many bugs.
Big trouble, in fact. Maybe not that big,
Mara said.
No? They can't all be dart ship pilots,
Mara said. Luke felt, rather than saw, her nod at the bulging hatch membrane.
So they won't all be wearing pressure suits.
They ignited their lightsabers, then pressed themselves against the tunnel wall and slashed a large X across the center of the hatch. The membrane blew apart, and their would-be ambushers went tumbling past on a tide of explosive decompression, crashing into the pilot swarm and bringing its advance to a tumbling, confused halt.